I shall tell you of William Wallace. Historians from England will say I am a liar, but history is written by those who have hanged heroes. The King of Scotland had died without a son, and the King of England, a cruel pagan known as Edward the Long Shanks, claimed the throne of Scotland for himself. Scotland's nobles fought him and fought each other over the crown. So Longshanks invited them to talks of truce. No weapons, one page only. Among the farms of that shire was Malcolm Wallace, a commoner with his own lands. He had two sons, John and William.
I told you to stay.
Well, I'll finish my work. Where are we going?
McAndrews. He was supposed to visit when the gathering was over.
Can I come?
No. Go home, boy.
But I want to go.
Go home, William, or you'll feel the back of my hand.
Come in, William.
Man with a will to fight was at that meeting.
We cannot beat an army.
Oh, with the 50 farmers, we can...
And we do not have to beat them.
Just fight them.
Now, who's with me?
I am Wallace.
All right, all right.
Where do you think you're going?
I'm going with you.
Oh, you're going with me, eh? And what are you going to do?
I'm going to help.
Hey, and a good help you'd be, too. But I need you to stay here and look after the place for me while I'm away.
I can fix.
I know. I know you can fight. It's our wits that make us men. See you tomorrow. Thank you.
gone. They'll kill us and burn the farm. It's up to us, Hamish.
Come here, lad.
Profundis clamavi ad te Domine, Domine exaudi vocem meam. Fiant aures tuae intendentes in vocem deprecationes me. Requiem aeternam dona eis Domine, et lux perpetua luceat eis. Requiescant in pace. Amen.
William. I'm your uncle, Argyle. You have the look of your mother. We'll stay here tonight. Tomorrow, you'll come home with me.
I don't want to leave.
You didn't want your father to die either, did you? But it happened. Did the priest give a poetic benediction? The Lord bless thee and keep thee.
It was in Latin.
You don't speak Latin? Well, that's something we shall have to remedy, isn't it?
The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord cause his light to shine on thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.
Your heart is free. Have the courage to follow it.
Doing?
Saying goodbye in their own way. Playing outlawed tunes on outlawed pipes. It was the same for me and your daddy when our father was killed. First, learn to use this. Then I'll teach you to use this.
Many years later, Edward the Longshanks, King of England, supervised the wedding of his eldest son, who would succeed him to the throne.
Amen.
As bride for his son, Longshanks had chosen the daughter of his rival, the King of France. Widely whispered that for the princess to conceive, Longshanks would have to do the honors himself. That may have been what he had in mind all along.
Scotland. My land. The French, no problem to anyone with strength. But how will they believe our strength when we cannot rule the whole of our own island?
Hmm.
matters, my son?
Pardon me, Lord. He asked me to come in instead.
I sent for him, and he sends you.
Shall I leave, my Lord?
If he wants his queen to rule when I am gone, then by all means stay and learn how. Please. Nobles. Nobles are the key to the door of Scotland. Grant our nobles lands in the north, give their nobles estates here in England, and make them too greedy to oppose us.
But, sir, our nobles will be reluctant to uproot. New lands mean new taxes, and they're already taxed for the war in France.
Are they?
Are they?
The trouble with Scotland is that it's full of Scots. Perhaps the time has come to reinstitute an old custom. Grant them prima nocte. First night, when any common girl inhabiting their lands is married, our nobles shall have sexual rights to her. On the night of her wedding. If we can't get them out, we'll breed them out. That should fetch just the kind of lords we want to Scotland. Taxes or no taxes, eh?
Most excellent idea, sire.
Is it?
Now in Edinburgh, we're gathered the Council of Scottish Nobles. Among these was Robert, the 17th Earl of Bruce, a leading contender for the crown of Scotland.
I hear that Longshanks has granted prima nocte.
Clearly meant to draw more of his supporters here.
My father believes that we must lull Longshanks into our confidence by neither supporting his decree nor opposing it.
A wise plan. And how is your father? We've missed him at the council.
His affairs in France keep him long overdue. But he sends his greetings. And he says that I speak for all of the Bruces. And for Scotland.
Thank you. You've dropped your rock.
Test of manhood.
You win.
Yeah. Call it a test of soldiery, then. The English won't let us train with weapons, so we train with stones.
Well, a test of a soldier is not in his arm. It's here.
No. It's here.
Hamish?
Go, son. Show him how. Come on, boy.
That's a good throw.
Hi, boss.
I was wondering if you could do that when it matters. As it matters in battle. Could you crush a man with that throw?
I could crush you like a worm.
You could?
Aye.
Well, then do it.
Do you like to see him crush me like a worm?
Come do it.
Do it, move.
I will not.
Hey,
you'll move.
Come on, Hamish.
Come around.
Do your best. Hold it, boy! Well done!
Young horse.
You're right. You look a wee bit shaky.
Should have remembered the rocks.
I should have.
Get up, you big heaper.
That's good to see you again.
Ah, welcome home.
After my head.
Well, I should have moved.
William, will you dance with me?
Of course I will.
The right of Prima Nocta. As lord of these lands, I will bless this marriage by taking the bride into my bed on the first night of her union.
Oh, by God, you will not!
It is my noble right.
Good evening, sir.
Ah, young Wallace. Grand soft evening, huh?
Ah, it's that. I was wondering if I might have a word with your daughter.
What do you want to have a word with her about?
Well, Murren, would you like to come and ride with me on this fine evening?
And that? You're out of your mind.
Oh, it's good Scottish weather, madam. The rain is falling straight down, all slightly to the sideline.
She can't go with you?
No.
Oh, no the now, anyway.
No the now.
No the now. We'll see you later.
Oh, the weather's just fine. It's hardly raining. Did you not hear what I said?
Yeah. Murren!
Murren, you...
We...
Oh. It's you she takes after.
So long.
Why, I didn't.
No?
It's just I saw you staring at me and I didn't know who you were.
I'm sorry, I suppose I was. Are you in the habit of riding off in the rain with strangers?
It's the best way to make you leave.
Well, if I can ever work up the courage to ask you again, I'll send you a written warning first.
Oh, it wouldn't do you much good. I can't read.
Can you not? Oh, it's something we shall have to remedy, isn't it?
You're going to teach me to read now?
Well, if you like.
Aye?
And what language?
You're showing off now.
That's right. Are you impressed yet?
No. Why should I be?
Parce que chaque jour, j'ai pensé à toi.
Do that stance on your head and I'll be impressed.
Might kill the fly up, but I'll try.
Oh, God, you certainly didn't learn any manners on your travels.
Well, the French and the Romans have far worse manners than I.
You've been to Rome?
My uncle took me on a pilgrimage.
What was it like?
Rien qui a poché.
What does that mean?
Beautiful. But I belong here.
Sir, I know it was strange of me to invite Murren to ride last night, but I assure you I...
McClannock's daughter is another matter. I come to fetch you to a meeting.
What kind of meeting?
The secret kind.
Your meetings are a waste of time, Campbell.
Your father was a fighter. And a patriot.
I know who my father was. I came back home to raise crops and, God willing,
a family. If I can live in peace, I will.
Gone. You say you want to stay out of the troubles?
Aye.
If you can prove it, you may court my daughter. Until you prove it, my answer is no.
No.
No, Waller. No.
Didn't I just prove it?
No!
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 Farm's a lot of work, but well, that will all change when my sons arrive.
So you've got children?
Well, not yet, but I was hoping that you could help me with that.
So you want me to marry you then?
Well, that's a bit sudden, but all right.
Is that what you'd call a proposal?
I love you. Always have. I want to marry you. Is that a yes?
I answer yes.
may I see you again? Tonight, then?
But I can't. Why not? It does grow suspicious.
I'm not suspicious as you, William. When then?
Tonight.
Look lively, Sergeant. Where are you going, Lassie? Oh, that looks heavy. And we hope you will.
Oh, you remind me of my daughter back home.
Hello, Lassie.
You know full well the great pains I've always taken never to be too strict, too rigid with the application of our laws. And as a consequence, have we not learned to live together in relative peace and harmony? Huh? And this day's lawlessness is how you repay my leniency. Well, you leave me with little choice. An assault on the king's soldiers is the same as an assault on the king himself.
Oh,
Now, let this scrapper come to me.
McCulloch. McCulloch. McCulloch! McCulloch!
McCulloch!
Animae omnium fidelium defunctorum, per misericordiam Dei, requisat in pace. In nomine Patris, et Filii, Spiritus Sanctus. Amen.
What you waiting for, boy?
Here, you can do it. I'll hold him down.
Here, you can do it. I'll hold him down.
Well, stay in the wind, boy. I know it seems like a waste of good whiskey. You indulge me.
Hold him! Hold him!
Hold him.
Now, let him go.
Sorry, I'm so...
Oh! All right.
I'll wake you up in the morning, boy.
There's somebody coming.
Arm yourself.
There's somebody coming.
McGregor's from the next clan.
We heard about what was happening. We don't want you Amadans thinking you can have your fun without us.
That's right. Oh,
go home. Some of us are in this. Can't help that now. But you can help yourselves. Go home.
We'll have no homes left when the English garrison from the castle comes through and burns us out. And they will.
Aye. Welcome.
Patrol returning.
what I want here. I have dispatched 100 soldiers to Lanark. They will be returning now.
Were they dressed like this?
Actually, it was more like 50. Make it quick.
You remember me?
I never did any harm. It was my right.
Your right? Well, I'm here to claim the right of a hangman!
I'm William Wallace. And the rest of you will be spared. Go back to England and tell them there that Scotland's daughters and her sons are yours no more. Tell them Scotland is free.
Burn it.
Scottish rebels have routed one of my garrisons and murdered the noble lord.
I heard. This Wallace is a brigand, nothing more.
And how would you deal with this brigand?
Like any common thief, have the local magistrate arrest him and punish him accordingly.
Leave us. Wallace has already killed the magistrate and taken control of the town. Stand up. Stand up. In the morning, I depart for France to press our rights there, and I leave you here to quell this little rebellion. Understood? Is it? One day you will be a king. At least try to act like one.
Get away from me! Convene my military council. Resisting, you're outnumbered and trapped. Now, where are the rest of you? Where's Wallace?
Father?
Come in.
A rebellion has begun.
Under whom?
A commoner named William Wallace.
embrace this rebellion. Support it from our lands in the north. I will gain English favor by condemning it and ordering it opposed from our lands in the south. Sit down. Stay a while.
This Wallace.
He doesn't even have a knighthood, but he fights with passion, and he inspires.
And you wish to charge off and fight as he did, eh? So would I, eh?
Well, maybe it's time.
It is time to survive. You're the 17th Robert Bruce. The 16 before you passed you land and title because they didn't charge in. Call a meeting of the nobles.
But they do nothing but talk.
Rightly so. They're as rich in English titles and lands as they are in Scottish, just as we are. You admire this man, this William Wallace. Uncompromising men are easier to admire. His courage, so does a dog. But it is exactly the ability to compromise that makes a man noble. And understand this. Edward Longshanks is the most ruthless king ever to sit on the throne of England. And none of us, and nothing of Scotland will remain, unless we are as ruthless. Give ear to our nobles. Knowing their minds is the key to the throne.
Wait. Look. This is right and this is left. Carry on. Carry on.
Lorsque le roi sera de retour, il les enterrera dans leurs beaux nouveaux vêtements. L'Écosse est à feu et à sang. Votre mari se prépare en cachette à envoyer une armée dans le nord.
Comment tu le sais?
La nuit dernière, j'ai couché avec quelqu'un des conseils de guerre.
Mais il n'était pas censé te faire des confidences sur l'oreiller?
Oui. Les Anglais ne savent pas quoi sert une langue.
C'était comme ta révolté se menace. Ils se battent pour venger une femme.
Ah, j'oubliais. Un magistrat qui voulait le capturer découvrit qu'il avait un amant secret. Il égorgea la fille afin de pousser Wallace à la révolte. Wallace se révolta. Ses ennemis reconnurent sa passion pour son amour perdu. Alors, ils organisèrent de saisir Wallace en profanant les sépultures et de son père et de son frère. Et ensuite, en s'embusquant à la tombe de sa femme. Mais il s'en est sorti. En guerroyant l'arme au poing. Il cacha le cadavre de sa bien-aimée dans un endroit secret. Ça, c'est de l'amour, non?
De l'amour. J'en sais rien.
You know, eventually Longshanks will send his whole northern army against us.
Heavy cavalry, armored horse, shake the very ground.
They'll ride right over us. Uncle Argyle used to talk about it. Our new army never stood up to a charge of heavy horse.
So what do we do?
Hit, run, hide. The Highland way.
Make spears. Hundreds of them. Long spears, twice as long as a man.
That long?
Right.
Some men are longer than others.
Your mother didn't tell you stories about me again, eh?
Volunteers coming in!
William Wallace, we've come to fight and to die for you.
Stand up, man, I'm not the Pope.
My name is Fodra. My sword is yours. I brought you this.
We checked them for arms.
I brought you this. My wife made it for you.
Thank you.
Him, that can't be William Wallace. I'm prettier than this man. All right, Father. I'll ask him.
If I risk my neck for you, will I get a chance to kill Englishmen?
Is your father a ghost? Or do you converse with the Almighty?
In order to find his equal, an Irishman is forced to talk to God. Yes, Father. The Almighty says, don't change the subject, just answer the fucking question.
Mind your tongue.
Insane Irish.
Smart enough to get a dagger past your guards, old man.
That's my friend, Irishman. And the answer to your question is yes. You fight for me, you get to kill the English.
Excellent! Stephen is my name. I'm the most wanted man on my island. Except I'm not on my island, of course. More's the pity.
Your island? You mean Ireland?
Yeah, it's mine.
You're a madman.
I've come to the right place then.
Didn't the Almighty send me to watch your back? I didn't like him anyway. He wasn't right in the head.
To the nobles' rally.
Robert the Bruce and most of the others will not commit the battle. But word is spread, and the Highlanders are coming down on their own.
Aye, in droves of hundreds and thousands.
Are you ready for a war?
Well, what news? We're outnumbered. At least 3-1.
How many horse, then?
300. Maybe more.
300 heavy? We must try to negotiate.
Well, who was in command? Did he have a scarlet chevron?
Aye, he did.
Sure. We can still negotiate.
What are they talking about? I can't hear, but it doesn't look good. The nobles are negotiating. They do a deal. And we go home. If not, we charge.
300 heavy horse with no chance.
Thank you.
to fight so they could own more lands. Then I have to work for them.
Ronnie.
All right, lads. I'm not dying for these bastards. Let's go home.
This must be a fashionable fight. It's drawn the finest people. Where is thy salute?
For presenting yourselves on this battlefield.
I give you thanks.
This is our army. To join it, you give homage.
I give homage to Scotland.
And if this is your army, why does it go?
We didn't come here to fight for them.
Oh, the English are too many.
Scotland! I am William Wallace.
William Wallace is 7 feet tall.
Yes, I've heard. Killed men by the hundreds. And if he were here, he'd consume the English with fireballs from his eyes and bolts of lightning from his arse. I am William Wallace. And I see a whole army of my countrymen here in defiance of tyranny. You've come to fight as free men. And free men you are. What will you do with that freedom? Will you fight?
Against that? No! We will run!
And we will live. Aye. Fight and you may die. Run and you'll live.
At least a while.
And dying in your beds many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
Quite optimistic to me. Maybe they do want to fight.
Confrontation might be a foregone conclusion, my lord. But nonetheless, I think we should deliver the king's terms.
King's terms? They'll never live up to them.
My lord, I think...
All right. Offer them the terms.
Coming out. She will need them.
Let me do the talking. Agreed?
Agreed. Aye.
Fine speech. Now what do we do?
Just be yourselves.
Where are you going?
I'm going to pick a fight.
Well, I didn't get dressed up for nothing.
Mornay, Lachlan Craig. Here are the king's terms. Lead this army off the field, and he will give you each estates in Yorkshire, including hereditary title, from which you will pay him an annual duty.
I have an offer for you.
Jotham, this is William Wallace.
From which you will pay the king an annual duty.
I said I have an offer for you.
You disrespect a banner of truce.
From his king?
Absolutely.
Here are Scotland's terms. Lower your flags and march straight back to England, stopping at every home you pass by
to beg forgiveness for 100 years of theft, rape and murder. Do that and your men shall live. Do it not, and every one of you will die today.
You are outmatched. You have no heavy cavalry. In 2 centuries, no army has won with us.
I'm not finished.
Before we let you leave, your commander must cross that field, present himself before this army, put his head between his legs, and kiss his own arse.
I'd say that was rather less cordial than he was used to.
You be ready and do exactly as I say. On my signal, ride round behind our position and flank them.
We must not divide our forces.
Do it. And let the English see you do it.
They'll think we run away.
Take out their archers. I'll meet you in the middle.
Right. Come on.
Ego, vos absolvo, ab omnibus, peccatis vestris, in nomine patris...
Insolent bastard! I want this Wallace's heart on a plate. Archers!
Scott tells me he can get me out of this mess. But he's pretty sure you're fucked.
Is fleeing.
Our cavalry will ride them down like grass. Send the horse. Full attack.
knight be, Sir William Wallace. Sir William, in the name of God, we declare and appoint thee guardian and high protector of Scotland, and thy captains as aide-de-camp. Stand and be recognized.
Does anyone know his politics?
No, but his weight with the commoners could unbalance everything. Berios will kiss his arse, and so we must.
Sir William!
Sir William, inasmuch as you and your captains hail from a region long known to support the Balliol clan, may we invite you to continue your support and uphold our rightful claim.
Damn the Balliol clan!
Gentlemen, now is the time to declare a king.
Wait! And you're prepared to recognize our legitimate succession, are you?
You're the ones who won't support the rightful claim.
Those were lies when you first spoke for
I demand recognition of these documents.
These documents are lies when you look at them.
We have beaten the English, but they'll come back. Because you won't stand together.
Well, what will you do?
I will invade England and defeat the English on their own ground.
Invade? That's impossible.
Why? Why is that impossible? You're so concerned with squabbling for the scraps from Longshank's table that you've missed your God-given right to something better. There's a difference between us. You think the people of this country exist to provide you with position. I think your position exists to provide those people with freedom. And I go to make sure that they have it.
Wait! I respect what you said, but remember that these men have lands and castles. It's much to risk.
And the common man that bleeds on the battlefield, does he risk less?
No. But from top to bottom, this country has got no sense of itself. Its nobles share allegiance with England. Its clans war with each other.
Aye.
If you make enemies on both sides of the border, you'll end up dead.
We all end up dead. It's just a question of how and why.
I'm not a coward. I want what you want. But we need the nobles.
We need them?
Aye.
Now tell me, what does that mean to be noble? Your title gives you claim to the throne of our country. But men don't follow titles. They follow courage. Now our people know you. Noble and common, they respect you. And if you would just lead them to freedom, they'd follow you. And so would I.
Troops to lend, and every town in northern England is begging for help.
He advances!
To which town?
To here, my lord!
Bring the food and provisions inside. Double the wall guards, seal the gate.
Now!
get you out if you leave now.
I'm not about to tell my uncle I've lost him the greatest city in northern England.
I will stand up to him and more.
What news of the north?
Nothing new, Your Majesty. We've sent riders to speed any word.
Oh, I heard the word in France, where I was fighting to expand your future kingdom. The word, my son, is that our entire northern army is annihilated. And you have done nothing.
I have ordered conscriptions. They are assembled and ready to depart.
Excuse me, sire, but there's a very urgent message from York.
Come. Leave us.
Thank you, sir. Wallace has sacked York.
Huh?
Wallace has sacked York.
Do such a thing.
If he can sack York, he can invade our England.
We would stop him.
Who is this person who speaks to me as though I needed his advice?
I have declared Philip my High Counselor.
Is he qualified?
I am skilled in the arts of war and military tactics, sir.
Are you? And tell me, what advice would you offer on the present situation? Fell under the sword of that murderer, it might be my head.
in a basket. Not my gentle son. The mere sight of him would only encourage an enemy to take over the whole country. So does that. Whom do I send?
I'm dreaming.
Yes, you are. And you must wake.
I don't want to wake. I want to stay here with you.
And I with you. But you must wait now. Wake up, William. Wake up. William, wake up.
William! A royal entourage comes, flying banners of truce, and the standard of Longshanks himself!
I am the Princess of Wales. I come as the King's servant and with his authority.
To do what?
To discuss the King's proposals. Will you speak with a woman? And you have recently been given the rank of knight?
I've been given nothing. God makes men what they are.
Did God make you the sacker of peaceful cities? The executioner of the king's nephew, my husband's own cousin?
York was the staging point for every invasion of my country. And that royal cousin hanged innocent Scots, even women and children, from the city walls. Well, Longshanks did far worse the last time he took a Scottish city.
Sanguinarius homo indomitus est, et sempiticens mendacium.
Ego nunquam pronunciare mendacium. Sed ego sum homo indomitus. Ou en français, si vous préférez. You ask your king, to his face. Ask him. You see if his eyes can convince you of the truth.
Hamilton, leave us.
My lady?
Leave us. Now. Let us talk plainly. You invade England, but you cannot complete the conquest so far from your shelter and supply. The king desires peace.
Longshanks desires peace?
He declares it to me, I swear it. He proposes that you withdraw your attack. In return, he grants you title, estates, and this chest of gold, which I am to pay to you personally.
A lordship and titles. Gold. That I should become Judas.
Peace is made in such ways.
Slaves are made in such ways. The last time Longshanks spoke of peace, I was a boy. And many Scottish nobles who would not be slaves were lured by him under a flag of truce to a barn where he had them hanged. I was very young, but I remember Longshanks' notion of peace.
I understand you have suffered. I know about your woman.
She was my wife. We married in secret because I would not share her with an English lord. They killed her to get to me. I've never spoken of it. I don't know why I tell you now, except I see her strength in you. One day, you'll be a queen. And you must open your eyes. You tell your king that William Wallace will not be ruled. And nor will any Scot while I live.
Loyal wife returns unkilled by the heathen. So he accepted our bribe?
No, he did not.
Then why does he stay? My scouts tell me that he has not advanced.
He waits for you at York. He says he will attack no more towns or cities if you are man enough to come and face him.
Did he? The Welsh bowman will not be detected arriving so far around his flank. The main force of our armies from France will land here to the north of Edinburgh. Conscripts from Ireland will approach from the southwest to here.
Welsh bowmen, troops from France, Irish conscripts. Even if you dispatch them today, they take weeks to assemble.
I dispatched them before I set your wife. So our little ruse succeeded. Thank you. And while this upstart awaits my arrival in York, my forces will have arrived in Edinburgh behind him. You spoke with this Wallace in private. Tell me, what kind of man is he?
A mindless barbarian. Not a king like you, my lord.
You may return to your embroidery.
Humbly, my lord.
You brought back the money, of course.
No. I gave it to ease the suffering of the children of this war.
That's what happens when you send a woman.
Forgive me, sire. I thought that generosity might demonstrate your greatness to those you mean to rule.
My greatness will be better demonstrated when Wallace returns to Scotland and finds his country in ashes.
William, there's riders approaching.
Personal escort of the princess.
Aye.
Must have made an impression.
Aye.
I didn't think you were in the tent that long.
Mademoiselle.
Un message de ma maîtresse.
Merci.
Before I can believe it.
What the hell are the Irish doing fighting with the English?
I wouldn't worry about that. Didn't I tell you before? It's my island.
Hamish, ride ahead to Edinburgh and assemble the council. Order it.
Right.
Your island.
My island!
This time our only option is to negotiate. Now, unless you want to see the Emperor raised to the ground.
My army has marched for more days than I can remember. And we still have preparations to make, so I'll make this plain. We require every soldier you can summon, your personal escorts, even yourselves. And we need them now.
With such a force arrayed against us, it's time to discuss other options.
Other options? Don't you wish at least to lead your men onto the field and barter a better deal with Longshanks before you tuck tail and run?
Sir William.
We cannot defeat this army.
We can't!
Sir William.
And we will! We want it Stirling, and still you quibble. We want it York, and you would not support us. If you'll not stand up with us now, then I say you're cowardly. And if you are Scotsman, I'm ashamed to call myself one.
Please, Sir William, speak with me alone. I beg you. Now, you've achieved more than anyone ever dreamed. By fighting these odds, it looks like rage, not courage.
It's well beyond rage. Help me. In the name of Christ, help yourselves. Now is our chance. Now. If we join, we can win. If we win, well, then we'll have what none of us have ever had before. A country of our own. You're the rightful leader. And there is strength in you, I see it. Unite us. Unite us. Unite the clans.
Cannot be the way.
You said yourself, the nobles will not support Wallace. So how does it help us to join the side that is slaughtered?
I gave him my word.
No, it is hard. Being a leader is. My son. Son. Look at me. I cannot be king. You and you alone can rule Scotland. What I tell you, you must do. Not for me, not for yourself, for your country.
Monet and Lachlan have come. So will the Bruce.
Quite a lovely gathering. Wouldn't you agree?
The archers are ready, sire.
Not the archers. My Scots tell me their archers are miles away and no threat to us. Arrows cost money. Use up the Irish. The dead cost nothing. And send in the infantry and cavalry.
Infantry!
Infantry! Infantry!
Cavalry!
Cavalry!
Horse!
Thank you.
Mornay? Lachlan?
I gave Mornay double his lands in Scotland, matching estates in England. Lachlan turned for much less archers.
I beg pardon, sire. Won't we hit our own troops?
Yes. But we'll hit theirs as well. We have reserves. Attack.
Archers!
Archers!
Our reinforcements.
Send in the rest.
Bring me Wallace. Alive, if possible. Dead? Just as good. Send us news of our victory. Shall we retire?
Gracious! Go!
You're going to love?
I've lived long enough to live free. Proud to see you become the man you are. I'm a happy man.
But I think your face looks graver than mine.
Son.
We must have alliance with England to prevail here. You achieved that. You saved your family, increased your land. In time, he will have all the power in Scotland.
Lands, titles, men, power, nothing.
Nothing?
I have nothing. Men fight for me. Because if they do not, I throw them off my land and I starve their wives and their children. Those men who bled the ground red at Falkirk, they fought for William Wallace, and he fights for something that I've never had. And I took it from him when I betrayed him, and I saw it in his face on the battlefield. And it's tearing me apart.
All men betray. All lose hearts.
I don't want to lose hearts! I want to believe. as he does. I will never be on the wrong side again.
Rode into his bedchamber and killed him. More of a liability now than ever he was. And there's no telling what'll be next.
Maybe you. Maybe me. Doesn't matter.
I'm serious, Robert.
So am I!
William Wallace killed 50 men. 50 effort was won.
100 men. With his own sword. Cut through them like
Moses through the Red Sea. Legend grows. It will be worse than before.
He rallies new volunteers in every Scottish town. And when he replenishes his numbers...
The sheep! The mere sheep!
Easily dispersed if we strike the shepherd. Very well. Take a flock of your finest assassins and set a meeting.
My lord, Wallace is renowned for his ability to smell an ambush.
If what Lord Hamilton tells me is correct, he warmed to our future queen and would trust her. So we'll dispatch her with the notion that she comes in peace.
My lord, the princess might be taken hostage or her life be put in jeopardy.
Oh, my son would be most distressed by that. But in truth, if she were to be killed, we will soon find the King of France a useful ally against the Scots. You see, as king,
You must find the good in any situation.
William Wallace, sure. But he's given up his sword. Be ready.
Received your message.
Huh?
This is the second time you've warned me of danger. Why?
There will be a new shipment of supplies coming north next month. Foods and weapons, they will...
No, sir. So... Why do you help me? Why do you help me?
Because of the way you are looking at me now.
Just when we thought all hope was lost, our noble saviors have arrived. Officer, Hoots.
Sir William, we come to seek a meeting.
Well, what's the point? You've all sworn loyalty to Longshanks.
An oath to a liar is no oath at all. Every man of us is ready to swear loyalty to you.
So let the council swear publicly.
We cannot. Some scarcely believe you're alive. Others think you'll pay the Mornay's wages. So we bid you to Edinburgh. Meet us 2 days from now. Pledge us your pardon and we'll unite behind you. Scotland will be won.
Won? You mean us and you?
No. I mean this. It's the pledge of Robert the Bruce.
You do know it's a trap. Tell him.
I think if the Bruce wanted to kill you, he'd have done it already at Falkirk.
Aye.
I know. I saw.
All right, leaving him aside. What about the others? Mr. Scheming Bastards. You couldn't agree on the colour of shite. It's a trap. Are you blind?
Look at this. We've got to try. We can't do this alone. Joining the nobles is the only hope for our people. You know what happens if we don't take that chance?
What?
Nothing.
I don't want to be a martyr.
Nor I. I want to live. I want a home and children and peace.
Do you?
I do. I've asked God for those things. It's all for nothing if you don't have freedom.
That's just a dream, William.
A dream? Just a... Oh, that... What have we been doing all this time? We've lived that dream.
Your dream isn't about freedom. It's about Murren. You're doing this to be a hero because you think she sees you.
I don't think she sees me. I know she does. And your father sees you too. Jesus. Should I come with you?
No.
I'll go alone.
I'll see you after.
Right.
Sooner rather than later, I hope.
He won't come.
He will. I know he will.
Longshanks required Wallace. So did our nobles.
That was the price of your crown.
Die! I want you to die.
Soon enough, I'll be dead. And you'll be king.
I don't want anything from you. You're not a man. You're not my father.
You are my son, and you have always known my mind.
You deceived me.
You let yourself be deceived. But in your heart, you always knew what had to happen here. Alas, you know what it means to hate. Now you're ready to be a king.
My hate will die with you.
William Wallace, you stand in taint of high treason.
Against whom?
Against your king. Have you anything to say?
Never in my whole life did I swear allegiance to him.
It matters not. He is your king. Confess, and you may receive a quick death. Deny, and you must be purified by pain. Do you confess? Do you confess? Then on the morrow you shall receive your purification.
Your Highness.
I will see the prisoner.
We've got orders from the king that nobody...
The king will be dead in a month and his son is a weakling. Who do you think will rule this kingdom? Now open this door.
Majesty. Come on, Phil. Fuck on you.
Stop it. Leave me. I said leave me.
My lady.
Sir, I come to beg you. Confess all and swear allegiance to the king that he might show you mercy.
Will you show mercy to my country?
Mercy is to die quickly. Perhaps even live in a tower. In time, who knows what can happen? If you can only live.
If I swear to him, then all that I am is dead already.
Die, it will be awful.
Every man dies. Now every man really lives.
Drink this. It will dull your pain.
No, it will numb my wits. I will tell them all. For if I'm senseless or if I wail, then Longshanks will have broken me.
I can't bear the thought of your torture. Take it. I have come to beg for the life of William Wallace.
You're quite taken with him, aren't you?
I respect him. At worst, he was a worthy enemy. Show mercy, O Douglas King, and win the respect of your own people. Even now, you are incapable of mercy. And you, to you, that word is as unfamiliar as love.
Before he lost his powers of speech, he told me his one comfort was that he would live to know Wallace was dead.
Prize of treason.
Or fall to your knees now. Declare yourself the king's loyal subject and beg his mercy.
Then you shall have it.
Rise to your knees. Kiss the royal emblem on my cloak. You will feel no more.
Just say, mercy.
The prisoner wishes to say a word.
After the beheading, William Wallace's body was torn to pieces. His head was set on London Bridge. His arms and legs sent to the four corners of Britain as a warning. It did not have the effect that Longshanks planned. And I, Robert the Bruce, rode out to pay homage to the armies of the English king and accept his endorsement of my crown.
I hope you've washed your ass this morning. It's about to be kissed by a king.
Now bleed with me.
Thank you. Patriots of Scotland, starving and outnumbered, charged the fields of Bannockburn. They fought like warrior poets. They fought like Scotsmen. And won their freedom.